Classic hits, 80s, 90s and more. Good morning, it's Trina Murray here. Saturday and news from the net time. Damien Farrelly is in studio. Morning, Damien.
Good morning, everybody. And I think we're all a bit, you know, the longer it goes on, we're all kind of getting a bit more hooked and a bit kind of tuned into I'm a Celebrity. You're watching it this year.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good celebrities.
You see, and we're understanding Nadine. Even
Nadine?
Did he?
Mommy, do you know where my passport is, Mommy? I thought I said 1987. I said 1985.
Did you see Louis Walsh?
1989.
Slagging her during the week, said, you're the only Irish person. You're flying the Irish flag, Nadine. I don't even know who the comedian is.
He says he doesn't know who anybody is.
Andrew
he
Maxwell.
Is just rude. Anyway, I'm a Celeb. Tell me more.
Yeah. Did you know this, everybody, that I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here? They have contestants waiting on standby, right? So this is just in case, basically. The campmates are forced to leave for whatever reason. They get the hump and they, or maybe they even shout I'm a Celebrity. They go, or they get sick, or somebody dies at home and they have to go.
Like your one Gemma Collins, who couldn't last 5 minutes in the jungle without her beef burger.
Yeah,
she was starving after half an hour.
Although it was funny when they opened up their stuff during the week, there was a blow up chair, there was pillows, there was like Terry's chocolate oranges. It's gas what people love, and that you think that you're going to miss when you go in there.
I couldn't cope without my tea.
Really?
Imagine me a whole 3 weeks without a cup of tea.
Cup of tea. Do you know what I'm a bit suspect of? Has the cameras ever gone into the loo? Because I can't believe that, you know, celebrities like Kate Garraway are so cool with emptying pots of poo and going in and even using those things.
Sure,
I think it's all. Do you know what I think when they go in there and they pull over the curtain and they go in to do their do, that it's like the posh electric picnic toilets.
Do you reckon?
I think so.
I don't. Sure, they're all mammies and daddies though. They're used to, you know, cleaning up poo and wee and things like that.
Well, I don't know. It's a bit like, you think about it, a city dweller who goes and buys a house down the country. Bear with me now, don't be looking at me really weird. And then they discover that it's all going into a septic tank and they have a heart attack.
So what celebrities are on standby, or do we know?
Yeah, the standby celebrities, it's all about the money. They're paid 20 grand even without stepping foot in the jungle. So 20k, we'll put that into your post office account even before you do anything. But now, in fairness, they get first class flights to Australia, all paid for by ITV, and they get to stay in a very, very posh hotel.
So you might get 20 grand and you don't even have to go in.
Here's the thing, wouldn't you, if they asked you, wouldn't you just say, do you know what, yeah, me fee's grand, but I'll tell you what I'll do, I'd love the first class flight and a stay for a couple of nights sleep in a posh hotel. Sure, no. That itself would be lovely.
How do we get on?
Yeah. How do we sort that one?
Honestly, we're celebrities, I swear.
They're the good gigs, but the standby celebs are sent home as soon as the voting begins then. Timmy Mallett, I'll give you an example. He was a standby campmate for 3 years before he went in. So he made 60 grand doing nothing.
We're doing nothing.
Yeah.
God, it's not bad.
He didn't have to use his big... Do you remember Mallett's Mallett? Are you too young,
he'd wreck your head. I know him well. I remember him well, but he'd wreck your head. Come here to me, though. They must have some budget in that show.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it? But I think the way they started out this year is that they had... okay, and you can imagine the producers meeting. Okay, you think of it as a big circle and we're all giving the celebrities a piece of the pie. We're going in there. In other words, money. Caitlin, she must have got half the old circle.
Oh yeah, she got half a million.
Do you know what I mean? And then they have to go looking for, and no disrespect, Andrew Maxwell's, and you know, someone who used to be on EastEnders.
Yeah,
someone
but I
who keeps crying from Coronation Street. Do you know what I mean?
I believe the lowest amount they get, whether they go out after day one or day two or whatever, is 100 grand. So
what?
Andrew Maxwell could be doing very well out of this. And then afterwards, you get all the endorsements and everyone wants you on their show. You make a fortune.
So poor old Timmy Mallett only throwing pittance, 20 grand there in a first class flight.
And Andrew Maxwell in studio only a couple of weeks ago, never let on.
Well, you see, it's so much money, you wouldn't want to let it slip because you'd be breach of contract.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah,
see, clever,
I mean?
Clever,
yeah.
Clogs.
And if you think there might be a bit of gossip, you know the way, Cheryl Cole or Kim Kardashian gossip type thing from Nadine or Caitlin, there won't be, because before that stuff goes out, so in other words, before we see it on the TV, the lawyers get to look at it. And they say,
yeah.
Well, no, you can't use that. No.
They'd be afraid of their life that they'd say something.
Yeah.
That would be.
That kind of takes the good out of it. Doesn't it?
I love a bit of gossip.
A bit of gossip in the bush.
Damien, when are you back on?
Tomorrow, they're letting me out of the office. Tesco. It must be a bit like Christmas. Clare Hall on the Malahide Road. So join us from 11 to 2.
You know, I might pop in and see you. I'm often in there.
I'm going to have loads of selection boxes.
Thanks, Damien. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.